In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Boundaries are funny things. Sometimes they're not important. That's been so in Europe for about 20 years now, with the advent of the European Union. I can remember traveling with my wife and son in about 1996 and crossing between Germany and France at Alsace and passing a toll booth that was completely empty. Sometimes, though, boundaries are critical. In 1968, while I was on a seminary tour to Lutherland, it took us 2 hours to pass through Checkpoint Charlie in West Berlin, going to East Berlin. And then later, some 3 hours as we exited from East Germany to the West, when the authorities could not find a stamp in the passport of the professor who was with us that showed that he had actually entered East Germany as an outside citizen. There's an important boundary in our gospel lesson for today. It is at 4, verse 17. From then, Jesus began to proclaim and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." This Greek sentence seems tame, but with the phrase at the beginning, apo tote, from then, it is the boundary, the transition point between the first whole section of St. Matthew's Gospel and the second. More specifically, it is the boundary between, the transition between, the introduction of the person of Jesus in Matthew 1:1 to 4:16, revealing who he is, Jesus, the Anointed One, the Son of David, the Son of Abraham, Emmanuel, God with us, the Shepherd of Israel, the Coming One, the Son of God, and the beginning of the ministry of Jesus, a ministry that brings into our world, into time and space, now already in history, the reign and rule of God that the prophets said would come at the end of time, God's eschatological visitation. It is why the demons say at Matthew 8, verse 29, "Have you come before the appointed time, pro kairu, to torment us?" But what I want to consider principally this morning is the focus of the transition in St. Matthew's gospel at this point. Perhaps better put, the change in direction of movement of the gospel at this point. Think about how things are characterized in the first part of our gospel lesson for today, before verse 17. Jesus begins to dwell in Capernaum in the areas of Zebulun and Naphtali, which is described by a passage in Isaiah, including these words from Matthew 16. "The people sitting in darkness have seen a great light, and for the ones sitting in the region and in the shadow of death, light has arisen for them." This is the perspective of the Old Testament. The people of God are the light, and the Gentiles are drawn to them. See also Isaiah 60, verses 3 and 4. "Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. They all gather together, they come to you." Think of the Magi coming to Jerusalem and to Jesus in Matthew chapter 2. Here the movement is fundamentally centripetal, seeking the center. But what happens when we cross the boundary in 4:17? What happens then? Then the movement becomes centrifugal, fleeing the center. First, Jesus goes in our lesson and gathers disciples, first Peter and Andrew, and then James and John. And then he goes around Galilee, teaching and preaching and healing. Yes, now the reign and rule of God is moving out. And this movement will accelerate through Matthew's gospel. Jesus will send the 12 out, first to the people of Israel in chapter 10. Then he himself goes beyond the boundaries of Israel to Tyre and Sidon in chapter 15. And finally, he will send his closest disciples out across the face of the earth, to giving them the Great Commission to make disciples of all the nations in Matthew 28. But here, now, it all begins. Here we see the change from centripetal to centrifugal, the change in the fundamental direction of movement between the old covenant and the new. And here we are reminded why we, the Gentiles, are able to call Jesus, the Jewish anointed one, our Savior and our King, because that message went out to us. Let me conclude by saying something about the second boundary or transition point in Matthew's gospel. It's at 16:21. From then, apa tote, Jesus began to show his disciples that it was necessary that he go away into Jerusalem and to suffer much from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and to be killed and on the third day to rise. This is the transition from the ministry of Jesus to the destiny of Jesus, from his teaching, preaching, and healing to his giving himself as a ransom for many, Matthew 20:28. It is the transition from Epiphany to Lent, a transition that will occur all too soon. We Lutherans love this transition. But for now, let us focus on the transition to Jesus' ministry in this season of Epiphany, and let us also be centrifugal, going out, even as did our Lord. For so many others need that message that went out also to us. In Jesus' name, amen.